we want to go back now to the BBC's Charles Havlin, who is in Islamabad, Pakistan. Have one final question for you, Charles. Where does Musharraf now leave Pakistan? Is Pakistan's economy stronger now than it was before Musharraf? Is democracy in Pakistan stronger, if it's even fair to use the word democracy in Pakistan in the same sentence? In other words, where does Musharraf now leave the country?
Well, he spent most of his speech today defending his own record. He says indeed that the economy is much stronger now. And he said that as of December 2007, the economy was in extremely good shape and that the gross domestic product of the country had gone up by leaps and bounds. Other statistics, however, show that people here have actually got poorer to a greater extent than they have in other neighbouring countries. So I think people will differ on this matter. In terms of democracy, President Musharraf, or ex-President Musharraf, said again in his outgoing speech how February's election was free and fair. And it was, of course, won squarely by his opponents. But, of course, others would point to the fact that his presidential election late last year and an earlier parliamentary election as well in 2002 hadn't been free and fair and had widely been thought to be rigged. They'll also point to the fact that he made a habit last year of sacking not only the Chief Justice but a whole raft of other judges because he felt that they would not kowtow to his desire to extend and have a new presidential term. So I think most people would say that whatever his other merits, being democratic is not really a virtue that Mr. Musharraf displayed during his 9 years in power.
Charles Havlin of the BBC speaking to us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You can find more on the legacy of Pakistan's Pervez Musharraf at theworld.org.